You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 3:07 p.m. here on Right Side, and we're going to go to the phones and bring on Lou Burdett. Lou is a candidate for governor right now. I would say one of the top candidates in the race. He spent 13 years as an executive with Books A Million, their larger corporation, to include positions as executive vice president and chief operations officer. That's a big deal. He also, after that, spent a great deal of time up until recently as the president of King's Home, which is a ministry serving abused youth and moms and children based out of the Birmingham area, King's Home right here in Alabama. So welcome to the show again, Lou Burdett. How you doing?
Hey, Phil. How are you? Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Well, Lou, you've been on the campaign trail. Last time we talked, you had just kind of gotten in the race, and you had your 222 prayer team that had been working with you for about a year. Is that still going on?
Amen. Every Tuesday at 2:22, and I've only missed one call since July the 20th. Such a blessing to have a team that'll pray for you. You can even check it out on our website, and we have a 2:22 prayer tab on our website. And you know, that's the most important thing: covering it in prayer.
Yeah, well, it actually is, and I appreciate you saying that. Let me ask you this before I get into a couple of key issues. I mean, I know what it's like being on the campaign trail. You get out there, and sometimes it feels flat, sometimes it feels exciting. What's your sense of things right now when you meet with folks and you do the grip and grin? What's the reception like? What's the sense of things from your perspective?
Well, sense of things, Phil, is people are so hungry for change. And I hear it every day, everywhere I go. And I've been to corner all throughout the state. I was in Mobile last night. I'm back in Birmingham now. And people last night at a big meet and greet, and, you know, hundreds are showing up. And it's just really astounding that people just say, over, Lou, we're just so hungry for change, actual leadership in this state. I think you pointed that out not long ago in one of your columns that Alabama needs actual leadership, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, I call on that quite often. Well, speaking of leadership, there's some issues out there, one of which that's been frustrating, you know, me and a number of others is the gas tax that was put on in 2019. It's something that they could freeze. Other states are doing it right now. Other governors are doing it. But we're really seeing zero dialogue coming out of Montgomery, either the governor's office or the legislature, on providing any relief at the pump. You hearing anything about that on the campaign trail?
Isn't that really disappointing? I thought true conservatives were supposed to stand for less taxes and less government. What was the first thing that Governor Ivey did when she was inaugurated? It was a political payoff to the road builders. And, you know, it was just wrong. Never campaigned on it, never debated on it, Phil, and hid out during that campaign. Same thing she's doing now. Makes a cameo appearance here or there and raises our gas taxes 56%. And not only that, it's a forever tax. I mean, what common sense is there in that? It never ends. It increases 2 cents. I mean, 1 cent every 2 years. You know, and it just burns me up, you know, to see these rebuild Alabama signs. How many thousands of dollars did taxpayers pay for these rebuild Alabama signs all over the state? And if we had the right kind of leadership, the right kind of planning, the right kind of vision, you know, our roads wouldn't be in bad shape. But when we don't have that in Montgomery, what's their answer? To raise your taxes, because they hadn't been planning right being a lifetime politician.
Well, and great point. And, you know, one of the things that frustrated me back during that gas tax raise was the disingenuous nature of the argument that we have to have more money, when the reality is they were using upwards of $63 million of what they already had for roads and bridges on things that didn't relate to roads and bridges. I mean, even now, the Road and Bridge Fund gives money to things like the Fish and Wildlife Fund and the court system and state troopers. And it's if you're going to say you don't have enough money, well, at least use what you got first before you call for more.
Exactly.
Well, Listen, one of the things that's been frustrating me, too, is the idea of a gas tax holiday or a gas tax repeal, at least during this period of hyperinflation that we're in, as we see gas going up, you know, exponentially almost by the day. And there's multiple states that are doing this already. You know, it looks like Georgia's going to do it. Their entire 27 cents is going to go on holiday for a while. Maryland, Michigan is pushing for it. Although I did see the other day that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is an uber liberal governor, she opposes doing that for the exact same reasons that apparently Kay Ivey opposes doing it.
Isn't that disappointing? You know, that not only was it a pandemic tax, because it started in 2019, 6 cents, then it went up 2 more cents, then it went up 2 more cents during the pandemic. They should have capped it back during the pandemic. And now it's even worse that they wouldn't even consider even having a dialogue about capping it. That'd be the first thing that we should do is cap it, and then what we should do is repeal it.
Well, yeah, more to come on this one, but I don't think they're getting a true pass on it, if nothing else, because it's been on everybody's mind because of the rates that are rising at the pump. But, Lou, let me switch subjects on you real quick. Give me your thoughts on the current gambling legislation that's going on. Right now, there's another one of those omnibus casino bills that expands the operations of casinos across a state and also throws in a lottery while they're at it. What's your campaign saying about this? Where's your position on it?
Phil, once again, follow the money, right? Follow the money. All the lobbying money, all the donations, and you know, I'd love to talk with you about limiting campaign contributions too, but we'll stick on gambling for the moment. But just follow the money. You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent on the lobbying effort and donations to our lawmakers down there. We have unlimited campaign contributions in Alabama, one of only 5 states, so just follow the money. And so why is this a priority? Because of exactly that. It shouldn't even be a priority in this state. Why isn't education the number one priority? But I'm 100% against expanding gambling in Alabama. How many times are Alabamians going to vote it down? Look at what follows gambling industry: sex trafficking, human trafficking, addiction issues, mental health issues, burden on law enforcement, organized crime, drugs. The list goes on, and yet we're going to make that a priority. It's just wrong, aren't we? Why isn't the top priority in this state every session, every year, education until we get it right? Unless we get better education, we can't have better, higher-paying jobs.
Well, what a great segue. So I'll just jump on that for a minute. So Alabama right now ranks 50th in the nation overall in education rankings, 52nd in math, which is unbelievable. It's only 50 states. So I guess they had to add in like Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico and the overseas schools for our DOD kids. But, so we rank dead last in the nation. And yet money can't be the issue because we have raised the budgets on education every year for the last 10 years. And this year was the biggest budget ever. And yet we still rank dead last. The return on the investment is not that great. What are your thoughts and what's your platform on education?
First thing we got to do is budget right. Right. I mean, you were down there. We got a budget right. We can't have 93% earmarking. I was meeting with a school administrator the other day and said, Lou, I get money over here in this bucket, but I can only spend it over there. But I can't, I can't put it in the classrooms where I really need it. You know, teachers need more resources in the classroom. We got to end Common Core in this state. It's a huge issue. It's holding us back. We got to have dual enrollment for our high schoolers in every school across the state. The schools that do have dual enrollment are excelling in some of their areas. We have to have literacy programs that work in this state. That's what we've been. You mentioned last 19 years at King's Home. We have tutors in every home every day to get our kids caught up in school because they're so far behind. And that's what we have to do in our schools today. Let's don't hold kids back. Let's get them caught up. Let's give them the resources that they need to get caught up in school. And I'm for school choice, but it doesn't work in every area of the state. Like where I grew up in the small East Alabama town of Roanoke, parents can't drive over to the next county or the next school system. You know, they got to get on the school bus. So, I'm for school choice, and I see where that would help kids in some inner city areas. But it's not the solution statewide. And let's retool our community college to better train for career tech jobs, workforce development, for great careers in robotics. I was up in medical techs, electricians, EMTs. I was up in Huntsville meeting with Tommy Battle. And he said, "Lou, we need 400 jobs at Mazda that pay $50,000 or $60,000 a year. And your listeners know this, and those are great jobs." He said, "We can't get enough people that can even read the application to get qualified folks to fill these jobs. 400 wow. great jobs at Mazda.
Wow, wow. Well, I tell you what, Lou, can you hang on? We're going to take a short break. Can you hang on during this break? We'll come back and wrap up for a few more minutes. Is that good with you?"
Thanks so much, Phil. I'd love to.
All right. Folks, we're on right now with Lou Burdette, running for governor, former COO and executive vice president of Books A Million Corporation, then with the King Home, and doing ministry here in the state of Alabama, running for governor right now. We'll continue the conversation right after this. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. You hang on. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Going right back to the phones right now for a few more minutes with Lou Burdette. Lou Burdette, former CFO and executive vice president at Books A Million Corporation, then the president at King's Home, and he is now running for governor. Lou, I wanted to ask you something kind of off to the side of actual campaign topics. So there was a recent poll that came out polling regarding the, you know, expected stats for running for governor right now, who's running. And it was kind of touted by some as being done to help prop up Governor Ivey's numbers. They completely left you off the poll, which I found to be a little disingenuous. So what are your thoughts on that?
How do you have a legitimate poll when you only really include three people in the race and we have eight? So yeah. I wouldn't even call that a legitimate poll, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I look at it right now and think that even if Governor Ivey's in the lead, and the incumbent's expected to be in the lead typically, but even if she's in the lead, you got to poll the whole field because right now everybody who has at least 1% is drawing away from her. And to not even include the others is a bit disingenuous. Plus, I saw that they also polled Democrat voters. Well, you want likely Republicans at this point because that's a primary poll. So I don't know.
I just don't view that as a legitimate poll. And I see if anybody's following this race and following LouIn22.com, they see what we're burning up on social media every day, and our following grows exponentially. Our little campaign video, Phil, it's gotten over 600,000 views. Can you believe that? So I know that poll isn't true. And what I hear every day is I hear anybody but the current governor. And people are looking my way, and they want a common sense business leader to go into Montgomery, flip things upside down, work for change, be a disruptor, and that's what I'm going to do when I'm elected.
Well, I appreciate that. And Lou, tell you what, go ahead and tell the folks where they can find you on social media, on the website, whatever else.
LouIn22.com. Go check me out. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We got a lot of great things going on there. Check out my new football video. You know, we talk about being ranked, Phil, you brought it up, being ranked 57th in math. How do we be ranked 57th in math behind District of Columbia and Puerto Rico? And I point out in there, if any of our coaches performed 52nd, 45th, 47th, 50th, would any of them have a job at the end of the season? There would be an uproar in this state. We know the answer to that question. Yet in Montgomery, we keep electing the same old folks down there, not year after year, but decade after decade, and that's what's holding us back. I'm working for change. I'm a new leader with new energy who has common sense business experience to take this state forward.
Well, and to your point, I'm telling you right now, the church league basketball coach would get fired with a record like that. But, Lou.
Amen. Hey, Lou, hey Phil, we yeah. could say thank God for Mississippi. We can't say that anymore, can we?
They're
not 52nd math. We are.
they're glad that we're on the eastern border right now. So, all right.
Exactly. And isn't that sad?
It is. But, Lou, thanks so much for being on the show today. Best of luck in the campaign. Keep us posted, and we'll be following things from this end, too. You have a great day.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, that was Lou Burdett, one of the eight folks in the field right now. And he's, you know, a great point there. So a most recent poll came out. And by the way, it was done by some respectable folks. The Forest Pack, which is from the Forestry Association, a very conservative group that operates, of course, on behalf of the forestry industry. But they're a conservative group. I've got good friends down there at Forestry. Forestry Pack, in conjunction with, I believe, McLaughlin Group, ran this poll. Now, those are two good sources. McLaughlin does good polling. Forest Pack is a reliable source. But the poll, I saw this when I went, no, come on. I mean, there's no way that Governor Ivey, in a field with eight contenders, I mean, some of which are what I would call, you know, tier three contenders that really aren't, you know, batting 1,000 right now and probably don't have more than a percent or two to their name. But right now, if you've got eight people in a race, unless you are running a superhuman, you know, effort in office as an incumbent, you're going to have a primary. And right now you got Tim James, Lindy Blanchard, and Lou Burdett running hard on her heels and doing really well-oiled campaigns. Then you've also got, you know, other candidates that are struggling to get a few percentage points, but they still got a percentage point or two. And that's people like Stacey George and Dean Odle. So folks, I'm just saying, ain't no way that she is running that strong, especially when you consider the race. Well, it's a primary. So why did that poll take into account the thoughts of Democrat voters? Well, Democrat voters don't vote in our Republican primary. At least they're not supposed to. So, yeah. Interesting. All right. Listen. We're going to come back from this. We're going to go to number two on the Triple Dipper. I'm going to be talking for a little bit about the Year of the Parent. The Year of the Parent. What a cool title. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.